lights up on Manhattan, both literally and figuratively. It's 1979 and the movie's just beginning. Look, there's the Chrysler Building. And over there, the Empire State. George Washington Bridge, Grand Central. Can't you see them? Okay, so how about now? It's 2011, Paris at midnight. Can't you see the Arc de Triomphe? The Gare du Nord? The Louvre? The Eiffel Tower? You can see them, can't you? Or is the sound just not vivid enough? This is all Woody Allen's fault. He does this all the time, tying a particular piece of music to a very particular urban location. It's just his style. And love him or loathe him, you've got to admit, the man knows how to score a film. Who can't hear Gershwin and not think of New York, or Sidney Bechet and not imagine Paris? Like here. It's the theme, or at least what approximates the theme, to his 2000 comedy, Small Town Crooks. It was my first Woody Allen picture. You can just hear the criminal misadventures flitting in between the swinging sounds of Benny Goodman's jazz clarinet. You can pick out traces of Tracy Ullman, John Lovitz, and Hugh Grant. You can tell things are going to work out in the end, because they do. Like Goodman, Allen's a jazz clarinetist. He even sings in the soundtrack to Midnight in Paris. His distinct musical sensibilities and even more distinctive musical tastes fill the frames of all of his films, creating a kind of brilliant cinematic tone poem. Take this scene in 2003's otherwise forgettable Melinda and Melinda. The main character, Melinda, is walking along this nondescript Manhattan streetscape where she meets this piano, just sitting there waiting to be loaded onto a nearby truck. She absentmindedly plucks the right-hand melody to Duke Ellington's Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and an unseen someone flies in with the bass line. It's a veritable feast of subtle implications. You see, Melinda herself doesn't get around much anymore because she's just broken up with her boyfriend, so she's glum. But she's out and around already in the street, and just as she declares her musical blues, someone sweeps in to disagree. They don't end up together. It's brilliant, and Allen's films are packed full of finely tuned moments like these. In a 1996 documentary following Allen and his jazz band around Europe, Allen's elderly mother, Nettie, offers a candid assessment of her son's career.
He didn't show any other talent. He showed a lot of talent in his sports. But he did say to me years ago that if he had to choose a career, he would choose music.
Woody did choose music. He just added some film to go with it. I think Nettie would be proud.